యోగ సన్యస్త కర్మాణం జ్ఞాన సంచిన్న సంశయం ఆత్మవంతం న కర్మాణి నిబధ్నంతి ధనంజయ. వన్, యోగ సన్యస్త కర్మాణం. బై మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ సన్యస్త కర్మాణం, హూస్ ఆల్ యాక్షన్స్ హవ్ బీన్ రినౌన్స్డ్. We have seen that in the Jnanagni, all the actions are burnt away, renounced. So when you do yoga, karma yoga, all your karma yoga ends into knowledge. Knowledge is like Agni, in which all actions are burnt away. Therefore, by yoga, when all the sannyasta karmanam, all actions are renounced, jnana sanchinna sanchayam, because of knowledge, all the samshaya is finished. Chinna is exhausted, is finished, destroyed. Atmavantam, he attains into the self. When you have attained to that state, na karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya. In that state, even if you do action, action does not bind you. This is the final answer to the question that was started in the earlier stage, where Sri Krishna said there are two paths. With knowledge you attain to freedom, but even while doing actions, you will attain to the freedom. So how do you attain to it? All this has been expounded so far, and this is the answer. Atmavantam na karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya. It doesn't therefore mean that now you remain sthita, only that. And therefore now the last sentence says that even when now shantim adhigacchati, you have attained to peace, complete, you have renounced all actions, all your actions are all finished, exhausted, burnt away. Now Sri Krishna says at the end, tasmat adhyana sambhutam ritstam jnana asina atmanaha chitva enam samshayam yogam atishtha uttishtha bharata. Your heart is at present bewildered by ignorance. Ajnana sambhutam ritstam. You are situated in a condition of a heart which is bewildered by ajnana. Jnana asinatmanaha, by the sword of jnana, chitva, you destroy ajnana by the sword of knowledge. Chitva enam samshayam, you are bewildered by moha, bewilderment, and it has resulted in samshaya. That is the beginning, in the first chapter at the end. Yes, samshaya, what should I do, what should I not do? It is only when you attain to this knowledge that samshaya, your doubt, will be destroyed. Then, yogam atishtha uttishtha. Now you attain to karma yoga. Having said all this about knowledge, now the final word is, that is not the end. You attain to this shanti, all karmas are gone. You have reached the highest karma yoga. Having done it, continue karma yoga. Yogam atishtha uttishtha. And then, having taken recourse to yoga, karma yoga, uttishtha, now you rise and fight. It is because of this sentence that in the fifth chapter you start with Arjuna Uvacha. I take you to the first two sentences in the fifth chapter, where Arjuna says, sannyasam karmanam krishna punaha yogam cha shamsasi yat shreyah etayo ekam tanme bruhi sunishchitam. O Krishna, sannyasam karmanam, you taught me to get renunciation of all actions. have actions to be burnt away. Punaha yogam cha shamsasi. Then you say, now again you start action. Yoga is karma yoga. Then again you say, now punar yogam cha shamsasi. Yat shreyah etayoho ekam. Out of these two, ekam, that one, which is shreyah, which is really better, tanme bruhi sunishchitam. That you tell me sunishchitam, definitively. And he complains and says in the second verse, Shri Krishna will answer in one sentence. Sanyasah karma yogascha nishreyasa karau uvau. Both jnana and karma yoga both lead you to nishreyasa, freedom. Tayostu, however, between the two, karma sanyasat, merely renunciation of action, is inferior. Karma sanyasat karma yogaha vishishyate. Karma yoga is much better between the two. This is in one word he answers. Both of them will lead you to freedom. But if you only one answer, this one is the best. Why? Because you are in the field of action, which is the result of the divine decision, not your decision. This whole world is in dynamic motion. What for? Divine has decided. If he wanted only immobility, world would not have come out at all, which was possible. So if you only attend to the nivritti, then you have attained to that point from which God himself has already departed. So since karma is the climax of immobility, when you attain to immobility, it's a climax of karma. But of nivritti, karma is the climax. This is the interrelationship. Having attained to nivritti, if you still want to manifest, it's only by action you can manifest. Therefore, karma is the crown of nivritti, as nivritti is the crown of all action. All action ends into nivritti, into immobility. All immobility manifests itself in action. For purposes of manifestation, action is the crown. For purposes of non-manifestation, jnana is the crown. And both are justified. And unless you attain to immobility, you cannot have the power of action. Therefore, jnana is fundamental. Therefore, without jnana, you cannot even do karma yoga properly. We shall stop here today.